You know, I can look into your job. I can look into your home without even being there. Everything's a fractal. It's already been said. It's already been done. I can tell you what your grandmother said. She said, birds of a feather flock together. I can tell you what your grandfather said. Your mama, your brother, your sister, your children. If you read enough comments and you experience life enough, you know what's already been. You know what the narcissist is doing. Now, some of these psychopaths, you really can't think of it. When you really get a psychopath, if you study the sociopaths for like 10 years and just study them and some of the blogs, there was one blog that was datingasociopath.com or something like that. But if you read some of the things that people said happened to them, it's a fractal. And so the psychopath is kind of rare. I mean, they're out there. It's a pretty good percentage, especially in the last days here. But they rarely show their cards because they do stuff. They never reveal themselves. The narcissist has to reveal themselves and the sociopath, but the psychopath, they won't reveal themselves. You could be sitting there talking to them and they say, I'm a psychopath, and then and the whole time they're talking to you, it's like, that's impossible, you're not a psychopath. But if you do the research, I worked with some of them. I worked with one. I gave her a ride home for like 2 or 3 years, you know, not every day, but once a week or every other week or something. And I would listen to her, talk to her. She was a sociopath, but she thought she was normal, just like neighbors across. They think they're normal. They think what they're doing is normal because they're being justified by what they're doing, you know. They think it's normal. It's just like if you raise a kid in a ridiculous, insane family, and that kid thinks what they think is normal when it's in like a Dr. Phil situation, you'll see those people come on there and what they've been living, they think is normal. And Dr. Phil has to tell them, this ain't normal. You're not, this is abnormal. And they have to face it and admit it. But most people are enabled by somebody. They got trauma bond with a love bomb or something, and they're afraid to leave because they've been brainwashed. They're afraid to leave the abuse because the abuser has told them, nobody else will have you. Nobody else wants you. Nobody else going to put up with you. Stuff like that, you know, brainwashing them all the time. All you have to do is write down, keep a notepad of what people say. If you notice something's just not right, you know, just keep a notepad. Say, okay, this person's trying to pull me back in the past, or this person's trying to get me to commit suicide, or this person's trying to get me to be depressed, or watch the news, or be worried, or trying to get me to go get drunk, or whatever they're trying to do. They're trying to keep you from being healthy and whole. And when you start to get whole and healthy, they get jealous. When your inner man gets whole and healthy, it affects the outside. So when you start to put boundaries up, like I put that fence up, and they get mad, she had to come across the street and cross that boundary because they can't stand that. They're boundary crossers because they think they have a right to give you advice. They think they have a right to tell you how to live. They think they have a right to tell you how to build a fence. They think they want to tell you how to live, you know. It's like, you're stupid. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So anyway, most homes, people don't even know that the games that they're playing with each other, they don't even know why. And like, why didn't you wash the dishes? Or why didn't you wash the dishes? Or why do I have to pay all the bills? You know, instead of being, you know, in a home, instead of being a team, they're living two separate lives, you know. And I can understand if somebody doesn't know how to manage money, I can understand one person managing the money, but why are they not able to manage their money? If they're not, it's because there's something inside, an internal thing that, you know, something internal that keeps them from being whole. You have to, if you're surrounded, okay, so think about this. You get saved, and you're surrounded by unhealthy people. You get saved, you start to walk away from these people that are unhealthy. But if you have too many of them, they hold you down. And so you slowly, you start to break the communion with the unsaved, right? They don't want to get healthy. They don't want to get whole. They don't want to renew their mind or renew their spirit or get the mind of Christ. They love the mind of the devil. They love the world, the flesh, and the mind of the devil, the pride of life. And so the pride of life is the ultimate, right? The pride of man, the pride of the devil, the pride of the flesh mind, that's the ultimate. When you realize you're not your own, you've been bought with a price, per the Son, you're a piece cut off. God spoke it all into existence. Where'd you come from? You're not your own. In Him we live and breathe and have everything. So to knock down your pride that you don't sustain yourself, it blows my mind that people think they sustain themselves. You can't sustain yourself. Do you understand? You can't sustain yourself. You're running around, the snake eating the snake. You're the creation eating the creation. And the only way you're going to escape the loop-de-loop is quit eating the snake and eat of that eternal life. That's why Jesus said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. So eating in the natural points to a spiritual truth. Receiving, drinking the word of life, the word of truth. You've got to have something, you got to eat something outside of the creation to have eternal life.